Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Garrett.
I am Corey.
And we are in Philippians chapter 4, in the second half of this section we've entitled Thinking on These Things. We just talked about in our last episode these things that we should be focusing on, this list of things that are true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and good repute and excellent, worthy of praise. We're supposed to dwell on these things. Now he's going to give us some more application on where we find those and some sources where those come into play here in verse 9 that we're going to discuss today. Chapter 4 and verse 9 says this: "The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you."
So here's another appeal Paul makes to follow his example. If you recall back up in chapter 3 and verse 17, he said, "Join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example that you have in us." So in these matters of what he's been talking about, of those things that we ought to be thinking about, focusing on, where do we find those things? Well, he reminds them of four areas, at least, where he demonstrated the proper example for them, the things that they learned from Paul.
Yeah, so this is stuff that, I mean, they've just, Paul has taught them, so it may kind of be one of those, you ought to know better, I don't know, Paul has taught them some of these things, and maybe, you know, that's in here too, but we've mentioned before that Paul and the Philippian church have had a relationship long before this book was written, and so there were certainly times where teaching came into play, I'm sure, with Paul and the Philippians, and so he says, "You've learned some of these things. I've taught you some of these things."
Yeah, these things are the things that he talked about in verse 8. And you've learned them from us, mm-hmm. and from a variety of ways. It's more, I think, of a generic thing.
Yeah.
Specifically, he's going to get a little bit more, I think, hone in on that with the next three. But number two, he says, what you have learned and received.
Yeah, so if they've received it, then Paul has sent it in some way. And that can be sent through a lot of different methods. I guess in one way, he sent them this letter. So there's part of it, but there's information that's being transferred from Paul to the Philippian church. The issue is it just information, or is it something that they're applying? Don't let it just be information, but receive it, put it in your hearts and your minds.
Yeah, it reminds me of 1 Thessalonians 4:1, where he says that you receive from us how you ought to walk. Mm-hmm. And please God, just as you're doing. So they received it from them, maybe in letters or other ways, but they've learned it, they received it, and they heard in him.
They've been around Paul. You heard it. we've been together and we've talked about it. Don't let the words that Paul has given them be like a, "We've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty." It's there, but I don't want to have anything to do with it. Don't let that be your relationship with Scripture and the words that you've heard from Paul.
And then the things that you've seen in me.
Yeah, that one more has to do with Paul's example. The other three, in some way, I think all have to do with teaching, whether verbal or indirect or writing or whatever. But this last one, the ones that you've seen in me, that's a little bit different because that has to do more with just his example. We can learn things from people based on what they teach us and the interactions that we have with them. We can also learn things from people just by watching them. And some of the better lessons maybe that we learn are from in verbal lessons that we learn just from people's character, and that certainly that applies with Paul as well. That's, you know, his example is one that he's been focusing on multiple times throughout the book already.
Yeah, if you would turn over to Hebrews 13, I'm gonna have you read a verse over there. But in those four, there's also a good example here for us. That if you want to be a spiritual leader, ministry, church leader, whatever it might be, how can you affect people's lives? How can you be effective in changing people's lives? Well, there's a number of ways that we can do that. I always tell people, if your ministry is just the 3 or 4 hours you're in a pulpit every week, you don't have much of a ministry. But that's part of it, but not all of it. So think about things that they learn from us, are the things that we teach in a classroom setting or pulpit or whatever. The things they received from us, and maybe this is not exactly exclusively this, but I'm thinking about like the things that are written, like a letter, a bulletin article, a newspaper article. You can receive teaching that way. Things you have heard, and that would certainly maybe be Bible classes and sermons, but it would also be around, you know, the coffee shop, the hospital bed, you know, while you're out fishing and hunting together, whatever, just having conversations with people. Spiritual things come up in the conversation. You're not sitting down with a text and maybe working your way through it in a sermon kind of format, but you're helping them to understand things just by the conversation you have, and then seeing the example that you're living before them. Yeah. Four excellent ways that you can teach others. And then Hebrews 13 and verse 7, what does he say about spiritual leaders there?
He says, remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith.
See, there's same idea there. What they teach and what they do. And you notice what they do and you imitate them or follow their example. That's what Paul is saying here. And just imagine, he says they're to practice these things. Imagine what would happen if Euodia and Syntyche or the entire church practiced these things. What would be the result is, he tells you that last line there, the God of peace will be with you. And he started, like you look at verse 7, the peace of God that you want to have. How do you have that? Well, you focus your mind on the right things and you do them. The things that we have learned, received, heard, and seen in Paul, practice them. If we have the right kind of thinking, then we'll have the right kind of action, and then we'll have the peace of God. But it begins with thinking about others over self, having the proper perspective on others and ourselves as we should, thinking about godly, spiritual things as we should, having an eternal... When we think the right way, we're going to act the right way. Then you'll have others before self and serving God.
And leading your mind toward those things. You used that phrase earlier, but that's the key. You do have the ability. Your mind, you're not a slave to your mind. Your mind can be a servant for you. And so lead your mind and your actions toward the things that are going to improve and bring closer your relationship with the Lord, and not things that are going to pull away from that. Are the things that I'm involved with fit into this list? Does it fit into what is going to help me and my character be one that is imitating Christ, or is it going to be one that... that continues to push him further and further away? That's what we have to ask ourselves, and that's the question that we'll leave ourselves with. We'll continue this study in Philippians chapter 4 and some of the things that we can focus on and how Paul wants to apply them as we start to wrap up this book of Philippians on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.